The Reverend Dr. Walter Soboloff has died at the age of 102. He passed away Sunday morning at his home in Juneau. He was the first Alaska Native pastor in Juneau during segregation, but his church was open to all. While Walter Soboloff has often been called the spiritual and cultural standard bearer of the Tlingit people, his influence went well beyond. Ross Soboloff is his youngest son.
He spoke to the whole world. He happened to be Tlingit, but he really always spoke to the whole world, as selflessly as you can do that.
He is survived by 4 children and several grandchildren. Services are pending. On his 102nd birthday last November, Soboloff reflected on his life with KTOO's Rosemary Alexander.
In his more than a century of life, the Reverend Dr. Walter Soboloff saw 2 world wars and numerous other military conflicts. As a boy, he watched young Tlingit men leave their families to go off to World War I. As a pastor, he nurtured parents whose sons were fighting in other wars. And now it's the war on terrorism.
And I wish that the fathers and mothers would rise up in the world and say, no more wars, we lose our children.
Walter Soboloff was born November 14, 1908 in Killisnoo, a Tlingit Russian community on Admiralty Island that no longer exists. The family moved to Tanaki, and when his father passed away, he was sent to the Russian Orthodox Bishop School in Sitka, then went on to Sheldon Jackson, the Presbyterian Mission School. It was there that he first heard Christian sermons in English and became a Presbyterian. Years later, on a full scholarship to the University of Dubuque in Iowa, he earned a bachelor's in education and graduate degree in divinity. In 1940, he was ordained and became pastor at Memorial Presbyterian in Juneau, a church created by the National Presbyterian denomination to serve a Tlingit congregation.
And early I said to the leaders in the church, wouldn't it be a good idea if we let the world know that this church is not only for the Tlingit people of Juneau? And they said, that's a good idea. And the word went out and other non-natives started to come. And the church was just growing.
Memorial Presbyterian became the first racially mixed congregation in town. Soboloff also had a radio ministry, both in English and Tlingit.
We had a half an hour, 11:30 to 12. The choir came on, and there was a short sermon, not that long, and then a closing hymn and benediction. I often felt people just don't like long sermons, and I made short ones. I cut the bologna in half.
After 22 years, Memorial Presbyterian was closed. Soboloff boarded the Presbyterian mission boats, the Princeton Hall and Anna Jackman, to take the gospel to remote southeast Alaska villages, logging camps, and Coast Guard lighthouses.
I'd go up to the dock with a pack sack on my back, Bibles, and I'd have visits with the Coast Guardsmen, 4 or 5 men, remote, every boat going by never stopped. We did. And the fellas liked it. I visited with them and had short devotions. And I gave a Bible to one fellow and he said, now I have time to read the Bible. I gave him one, you know, now I have time to read the Bible. I'll never forget that. Such good visits. Such good visits.
When he retired from full-time ministry, he taught the first Alaska Native Studies program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. While classes were small in those days, Professor Soboloff always had 50 to 60 students enrolled.
The biggest classes on the campus. It's what the youth wanted. What seems to draw them is to appreciate, to learn who they are. It seems to have a stabilizing effect.
Dr. Soboloff bridged more than a century of Alaska history and change that saw the integration of a society that once discriminated against his people. Many of his studies and papers documenting Alaska Native brother and sisterhoods and the Native land claim struggle have already been donated to Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation.
Part of Walter's legacy comes not just from how long he's been alive, but the different eras that he lived through.
The Reverend Dr. David Dobler is pastor of the Presbytery of Alaska, which serves Presbyterian churches in Southeast.
When I met him in the 80s, he was due to retire and was seemingly known and knew everybody in the state and beyond, and has this remarkable gift and attitude of holding, I think, every person as though they were in a state of grace. I've never heard him be angry with somebody.
Dr. Sobolov had a wonderful sense of humor and knew how to laugh. He often said his vision for longevity was simple.
Be living and enjoying and sharing, and I think that's how God made us, to be sharing the good that he has shared with you.
He outlived two wives. Genevieve and Walter had four children who live in Juneau. Genevieve died in 1986. When he was 90, he married Stella, who passed away in 2009. On his 100th birthday, Dr. Sobolov had this to say to the youth at the convention of the Alaska Federation of Natives.
I was in the first grade, and the teacher said, take care of the old person you're going to become. And I thought, what a funny talk to give us. But I never forgot it. It was one of the best messages I ever heard. Take care of the old person you're going to become. Here I am.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.